Welcome to A Skeptic's Guide to Conspiracy, a bi-weekly podcast dedicated to the examination of conspiracy theory, conspiracy fact, and those who promote these theories. I will be your host, Mike Bowler, as I examine a conspiracy theory, applying critical thinking and skepticism to better understand and seek out the truth behind conspiracy theories, the Illuminati and or the New World Order conspiracy. Over the past 2 years, I've talked a lot about conspiracies, some real, some not so real. And up to this point, I tried to stick to conspiracies that stand on their own. That is, the events in questions are themselves a conspiracy and could stand on their own. Conspiracies like TW-800, the Kennedy assassination, the Pearl Harbor conspiracies, in of themselves have been used as an agenda to go after a political and or commercial industrial interests. But apparently this isn't good enough for some conspiracy theorists. There is a select group who believe that there is a secret cabal with the sole intention of creating a one-world government and a small handful of industrial monopolies to control basic human needs, with the ultimate goal of reducing the human population by 80 to 90% and returning to kind of a feudal government. These particular conspiracies like to point to events like TW-800, the Kennedy assassination, and the Pearl Harbor conspiracies as evidence of this secret cabal at work. So for this episode, instead of going through a normal historical timeline like I've done in past shows, I will look at the individual incarnations of this conspiracy. In the world of the Illuminati, New World Order conspiracy, it depends on the time and the agenda of the conspiracy writers as to what you will see is part of this conspiracy. Contrary, what these conspiracy writers like to say is, this is a conspiracy that has been written about since the 1940s, and really is more of a sign of the times when they were written as opposed to any factual information. So I'd like to start with Myron Fagan. In 1945, Myron Fagan claimed he saw secret documents of the meetings in Yalta. This is the Yalta Conference, sometimes called the Crimea Conference, and codename Argonaut Conference, held February 4th through the 11th, 1945, was the World War II meeting of the heads of government of the United States, the United Kingdom, and the Soviet Union, represented by President Franklin D. Roosevelt, Prime Minister Winston Churchill, and Premier Joseph Stalin, respectively for the purpose of discussing Europe's post-war reorganization. The conference convened in the Levadia Palace near Yalta in the Crimea. The meeting was intended mainly to discuss the reestablishment of the nations of war-torn Europe, and within a few years, with Cold War dividing the continent, Yalta became a subject of intense controversy, and to some extent, it has remained controversial. Now, these secret documents was shown to him by author John T. Flynn that led him to write the plays Red Rainbow and Thieves' Paradise. Written in 1945, Red Rainbow portrays Roosevelt, Stalin, and other Yalta plotting to deliver the Balkans, Eastern Europe, and Berlin to Stalin. Left-wing groups in New York opposed the production of the play, and Fagan had difficulty getting financial backing to produce it. Fagan took the play to Hollywood, where he encountered even more protests against it than he had in New York. So in the late 1940s, Fagan launched a one-man crusade against what he claimed was a red conspiracy in Hollywood. Out of this crusade would come the Cinema Education Guild. In 1953, Red Rainbow was produced by Bruce Fagan and staged for 16 performances at the Royal Theater between the 14th September and 26th September. Written 2 years later, Thieves' Paradise portrays the same group plotting to create the United Nations as a communist front for one world government. Despite opposition, Thieves' Paradise opened at the Las Palmas Theater in Hollywood on December 26, 1947. It starred Howard Johnson, who was a subject to a campaign of harassment so bitter and intense that it sent him to St. Vincent's Hospital with a nervous breakdown after 6 performances and never made another movie in Hollywood. Thieves' Paradise also produced and staged at the El Patio Theater in Hollywood, April 1948. It opened on April 12th, and despite protests against it, was able to complete its run. After this, Fagan did not produce any further work for stage or screen, instead wrote anti-communist and racist pamphlets such as Hollywood Reds on the Run and bulletins for the remainder of his life. The 11th report of the Senate Fact-Finding Subcommittee on Un-American Activities of the California Legislature said this of Fagan's anti-communist lists. But those who realized their mistake and left the front organizations in disgust and disillusionment are often still carried as subversives on Fagan's lists. And herein lies the danger from any unofficial organization that undertakes to publish lists of alleged subversive organizations and individuals. They do not have the facilities, nor the authority, nor the experience to handle these matters in an expert fashion, and therefore they produce an enormous amount of harm by falsely accusing individuals who are not only loyal, but have profited greatly by their unfortunate experiences in having been lured into the communist front groups. Between 1967-68, Fagan recorded The Illuminati and the Council on Foreign Relations, a 3-LP records allegedly documenting the activities of a secret society known as the Illuminati. These were produced by Anthony J. Hilder. Fagan's conspiracy tends to focus on a general communist conspiracy utilizing secret societies to help create the Soviet Union in 1917, and the same secret societies assisting the Soviet Union through its formative years with the ultimate end goal of turning the world into a communist state. Then we have the None Dare Call It Conspiracy book. This was written by Gary Allen and Larry H. Abraham. As a student, Allen majored in history at San Fernando University and studied at California State University, Long Beach. He was a prominent member of the John Birch Society, of which he was a spokesman. He contributed to magazines such as Conservative Digest and The American Opinion since 1964. He was also the speechwriter for George Wallace during the Alabama governor presidential campaigns and was advisor to the conservative Texas millionaire Nelson Bunker Hunt. Allen was the father of four children, including Mike Allen, the political news journalist who, as political reporter, writes in a less editorialized manner than his father. Allen died in 1986 in Long Beach, California, at the age of 50 of a liver ailment. Larry H. Abraham was the co-founder of the Pan America Capital Group, Incorporated, author and speaker on political, economic, and financial topics. He was also a member of the John Birch Society. He's the co-author of the best-selling book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. In 1972, Allen wrote with Larry Abraham, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, prefaced by Congressman John G. Smiths, a bestseller which achieved sales of over 5 million copies worldwide during the United States presidential election. In this book, Congressman John G. Smiths says in the introduction, "The story you're about to read is true." Allen goes on to assert that the present political and economic systems in most developed nations are the results of sweeping conspiracy by the establishment's power elite, which started in the early 1900s. According to this theory, it's been a four-step process. 1. Establishment income tax systems by the means of extorting money from the common man. Establishment of a central bank, deceptively named, so that people will think it's part of the government. Have this bank be the holder of the national debt. Run the national debt and the interest thereon sky high through wars or any sort of deficit spending, starting with World War I. He quotes the Council on Foreign Relations as having stated in its study number 7, the U.S. must strive to A. build a new international order. As an investigator of U.S. financial, industrial, and political elites, Allen wrote other books about the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, asserting that the term New World Order was used by a secretive elite dedicated to the destruction of all national sovereignties. Allen's last book, Say No to the New World Order, was published posthumously in January of 1987. Investigative reporter Chip Burlett argues that Allen's work provides an example of a synthesis of right-wing populism and conspiracism known as producerism. In this rendition of the conspiracy, Alan and Abraham continues the Fagin line of reason, but instead of the endgame being a communist takeover, the idea is to pit communism versus capitalism in a kind of a perpetual war situation, with the ultimate endgame of a perpetual Third World War, providing a steady stream of profits into the industrial sectors, thus using the war as a way to eliminate what they refer to as useless eaters, thus creating the perfect feudal state. Then there's the Mark Dice version in May 2009. Dice self-published The Illuminati Facts and Fictions, discussing the possibility of an Illuminati secret society. Dice has produced various new YouTube videos that has gone viral and received millions of views, and has earned him mentions on ABC's The View, Fox News Channel, Conan O'Brien, and other shows. In 2010, he shipped a box of garbage to Glenn Beck at the Fox News Channel for what he considered disrespect of the Truther movement. More recently, Dice produced a series of YouTube videos where he successfully attempts to get random people to sign petitions supporting ridiculous things such as repealing the Bill of Rights for Obama and granting Obama immunity for any and all crimes he commits while in office. And these videos seems to have received national attention. The History Channel series Decoded features Dice, who meet the show's investigators to discuss the Illuminati secret society. He was in the pilot episode of Culture Shock with Motley Crue's Tommy Lee, an investigative travel show, but the series was not picked up. He's also featured in Secret Societies of Hollywood on E! And Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura on True TV. Dice is a regular guest on the conspiracy-friendly radio shows, including The Alex Jones Show and Coast to Coast AM. Now, the Dice conspiracy doesn't really add anything to the previous two, but really tries to resurrect the idea of an Illuminati New World Order, adding the latest collection of lesser conspiracies to point to this greater conspiracy, using like 9/11, the TWA 800, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And then we got the Joshua Abraham version. Now, Joshua Abraham is the son of Larry Abraham, co-author of the None Dare Call conspiracy book. Unfortunately, I don't have much information on Joshua Abraham at this time, but he has been on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie to talk about the Illuminati. In this particular case, Abraham continues his father's work by adding the belief that the Illuminati are actually forces of Satan. I will delve more into this particular theory in a moment. Now, there's other writers who have contributed to the New World Order conspiracy. Pat Robertson, he's added a Christian perspective to this. Jim Mars, who, having wrote a lot about Kennedy, had also taken on this Illuminati conspiracy, again, adding the Christian and occult perspective. Then you have Jordan Maxwell, who believes in the occult aspects and kind of alludes to many of the Egyptian origins. And David Icke, who believes that the world is controlled by reptilian aliens. So what is this Illuminati New World Order conspiracy? One of the biggest problems trying to figure this out is that there's so many hypotheses that it's very tough to figure out what is really at work here. There seems to be three basic opinions to what this conspiracy is about. First, the idea that the Illuminati are member of various secret societies such as the Freemasons, Club of Rome, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg Group. This is the kind of the simple, basic. These are all, some of them are secret society. Some are pretty open, but conduct secret meetings. The second option seems to be that with the Illuminati being kind of the center, working with, again, these secret societies, the Freemasons, Club of Rome, etc., ultimately influencing industry, science, commerce, and politics. And then, of course, the Joshua Abraham version, which is Lucifer, who commands demons, who are actually the reptilians that David Icke believes actually control the gray aliens who kidnap humans, do the weird sex experiments. Thus, they also influence the Freemasons, the other secret groups, and thus, then these secret groups will then influence leaders within, or they may also be leaders in various industry, commerce, science, education, politics. And as you can see from those above, those who promoted this theory and what they've been promoting is a very confusing conspiracy. So I like to pull all these ideas together to create a baseline conspiracy, so at least they're easier to examine the claims and how accurate those claims are. So apparently the basic concept is there's a group of elites who has an agenda to create a one-world government and a one-world economic system that would be used to subjugate the world populations. This would be the common denominator in all these conspiracies. Who are these elites? Again, it varies from conspiracy to conspiracy. But again, the common denominator points to the top 1% of the world's leaders, industrialists, banking families. As a side note, most of these conspiracies, when they refer to the various banking families, they usually make the reference that these are Jewish banking families. While this remains a popular description among the Christian conspiracists, the bigger names that promote this New World Order conspiracies has changed that term to international bankers. So in effect, when they say international bankers, they actually mean Jewish bankers. That is real connections there. Now, these conspiracies manifest itself when those in the alternative media, like Alex Jones or Glenn Beck, begin to talk about financial issues. The financial crash of 2008 has been attributed to this New World Order conspiracy, mainly because of the general misconception that somehow either the Federal Reserve and/or the country's banks made trillions of dollars disappear. This, of course, triggered a worldwide recession, creating problems all over the globe financially. Here in the United States, not only did people lose their homes, but they lost their jobs and savings that they had acquired up to this point. And according to the New World Order conspiracy, this was all by design. What else has been attributed to the New World Order conspiracy? At least in the United States, the New World Order conspiracy has been used to explain gun control laws, GMO foods, vaccines and autism, and other cases. The general rejection of Christian morals and the general rise of atheism and Satanism. Apparently, through these various mechanisms, this New World Order elite, through the various means, are trying to dumb down America, take their guns away, get them to eat foods, or take vaccinations that would continue to dumb them down, or with any luck, kill them, which, of course, would allow them to accept government surveillance of them, where then the government can target dissenters by placing them in FEMA camps or outright arrests without warrants, with perpetual incarceration without charges, etc., etc. So depending on what you're interested in, the Illuminati New World Order conspiracy contains all the elements that will pique your interests. If you believe that there's a financial conspiracy going on, you have the international bankers and central banks and their financial dealings. If you believe that science and education is promoting harmful ideas, you have that part. And of course, if you're a racist or anti-Semitic, you can blame this all on the Jews. This is really the heart and soul of the Illuminati conspiracy. Now, in part two, I'm going to do a comparison of real history to the make-believe history that is being promoted by the various conspiracy theorists. I'd like to take a close look at the historical record and actually try to show how these conspiracy theorists twist history to meet their own ends.
I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
And for this week, I don't have any real news to talk about. Nothing new with the show. So be sure to check me out on Irreverent Skeptics every Saturday at noon Central Time. I'm on the BitSpot Report, where it comes out every Friday. You can find all this on iTunes and you can search it out on the internet. I have links on my website, MikeBowler.com. Also be sure to check out other great podcasts. I like to promote the Amateur Skeptics. There's the Exposing Pseudo-Astronomy podcast. Stuart's coming out with a new video. I got a sneak peek at it. It's something you will probably be interested in. It's very well done. Excellent presentation. And that's all I have for this week. I haven't really got any plans ahead of time. I'm still working on ancient civilizations, and haven't yet done anything with the rework of the Pearl Harbor conspiracy. So I'm expecting the next, there'll be, I think, one, maybe two more shows for the Illuminati. There's quite possibly two or three shows for the ancient alien, or not ancient aliens, the ancient civilizations. Then I'll go into a remake of the Pearl Harbor conspiracies. So stay tuned, and thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to A Skeptic's Guide to Conspiracy. You can find my show notes and links to research material at mikebohler.com. That's MikeBohler.com. Feel free to leave me feedback at feedback@mikebohler.com. If there's a conspiracy you're interested in or wish to contribute more information to this or previous topics, feel free to send that to research@mikebohler.com. A Skeptic's Guide to Conspiracy is a proud member of the Dumbass Media Network. Be sure to check out other great podcasts at dumbassmedia.info. Intro music is Unchained Tsarina from danosongs.com. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next time. Thank you. Good night.